Shalom and good afternoon. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's wicked weather where you are. It's not exactly wicked here, but it is probably slushy and icy. And praise the Lord. Father, we just do lift up any people who are facing some of these wintry storms and trust you for your help and your aid. And especially to the prayer army, this company that you've put together. And Lord, in the name above every name, we absolutely speak our agreement with Brother Max's prayer this morning over the leaders in these hours of great, great decision. President Donald John Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and the King of Jordan. And Father, in the name above all names, we are so thankful for Jesus. Hallelujah. Your great plan of redemption, and that you sent Jesus, hallelujah, to consummate it. Brother Max, bless the Lord. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Did you have anything you wanted to say?
The prayer call this morning is very, very powerful, and it's absolutely fit in the time that we are living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. No, just we are to continue to pray.
To listen again and to continue to pray. I was going back over some of the prayer calls, and the Lord just always told us, you continue this prayer.
Yeah.
And so, what are we doing in this prayer? We are offering God our tongues, our spirits, our souls, our bodies, for him to speak. Wesley said this, John Wesley. It seems that God can do nothing on earth except a man ask him. And that's because of authority. The authority on the earth has been given to us. And so we know not how to pray as we ought on everything. And so that is Romans 8:26. So the Spirit helps us. And what will happen right here now is that God will hook up with us, and the Spirit of God will help us, and we will be praying what we ought to be praying according to the will of God the Father. And he is kind enough and good enough to let us have a special operation of interpretation, tongues and interpretation. So, Lord, we thank you one more time, and we sit here as a company. Sometimes, Lord, I hear the people say when they call in, reporting for duty. And here we are, reporting for duty. Use us now, Lord, we pray. Ishwa nukurukuba anye tukuba ita. Mantora, mantora, mantora. Igere koho rabbi, anyo no kohoro ko dashke. Kevele hiti aktoro pataya. Kiri koho ramacha, anyo no kohoro ko pa. Ala video koho shere vere hiti anto. Kamina kwa, ashente leko obre. Gyande niko doko toho shangcho ta de kadabla. Ishato loko hoshe. Ishato koho loko ka. Kibili dojwa atyonenge. Ishato koho loko doshka tapika toka ache. Kamrika to Kuhulika Brahala Kongaragada Shetje. Kalako Kapre, ma, idio. Machon en un hombre qui frotte de cobre. Je ne m'attoie. Gangle du ochenye. Kaleka harakampito kabrakadagai andonye. Alatiano, alatiano, alatiano. Osi bra, osi para toche. Isa pope, isa pope kambi. Kaveka tuko onche, onche, onche. Ikeleko orakatea, makote koto ocha. Le doske dabrak, makoloko hubenye. Ka ilanyo ina kora manangi ili kotoshka taprika tika tapra. Kivili hujua? Kilibihidi wa? Kilibihidi kukumba? Jeni matua? Jeni matua? Ishani matua? Kivili duhujua? Makoro kuta echinya? Angala halai. Angala halai. Dibrato, dibrato, dibrato. Mengala halaila. Ekalaka halakambambo, ashkado bregye. Ishato prakataka halainya. Kivili duchichichwa, matohoshetabra. Kivala donierano. Kivili hito, ma ushka. Kambi, tamba, moka, manchu, mashkolobri, ta frokoloko babi, ta le kombri, kadika dashka. Iganyo, ikanyo. Kibiritu, mangulogo doshka. Ikai, ikai fanyo. Ikai fanyo noki. Ikai fanyo noki iba. Ikabara godo hoshantotia. Gelitai, 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 gelitai. Kakora nanye. Estora. Mangara kaite. Pashko dobre kafro katinia. Gavila doho shantiana na nombri kataka fako. Kibela halai. Asonye meko mangolo hotia. Pashkite breto shetiano no comple. Ikele kahalakai, mangolo koko bratie. Ejiriko toho shetania, ejiriko hosheka papa. Ikalakai brakodnie nikwa. Egele ka brakotanjonje nikwa. Ikabro, ikabro, ikabro. Pancho no kobre hitpa. Kali to makaya na kohora kapito. Ishanduro kodo hashakjana kora manakai. Vele du de jishwa. Vele du jishwa. Gabi dangoro kodoshke di vrakata ishkatanchi. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Kalakaya, makoloko kapi. Agavranjoni karakadayato, kabrikate kohoshante ele kabra, mengolo kodabre. Pangolo oshki dabra, pangolo oshki dabra katai, maskwanyo no kobra, ishtoro kobra bra jenya na ku, ishkarabako, Krinda la govre bidiano. Istupa. Kifrokoto hoshek tiata. Kifrokoto koto kopa. Kabela to shkwa. Je ne ma toa. Magala kotopa. Kiri koto hoshan chene. Ishatere kocha. Manto prinda bra. Kale kangara datio no koto do gosheke. Kale tanya na kahai ya na kahala kaka. Ebi di kahalai la halatian tora. Kabila la dora. Shampitachio doko hoshange de godo hoshakcha. Kibara godo hoshwa. Kei dihite kapranche. Kapara kata hashange. Kaya koko 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 prakata kapra. Isha toro koho shenge. Ikara kahara kata hange de koho shakcha tata koto shuka. Kivara doshwa anyane koro kotambe. Imano nywa ashe de goshwa. Ishete de koho rokonde ente de koto ho shakcha tata. E capra che ti conosce, che è la tortia, e le acciotta tengo, cara cacca, agnana con diesco, i geli copra, mangolo godo cosce. Che bella halai, oh father, mesco donce, mesco donce. Beba vo hoshwa, makoro godo hoshenge. Bele hoshwa, ado gombrebre desh guade le gombrabra tiano. Ege le hele anto, jene kodoro konjene kodioro gombra tiano, kori kabra kala konjene kwa. Ho sabre ke di go hoshenge. E sheke de go horama. Kavila toa hanyana kai, egele kampre. Kereko hara katiana. Kashkite hidaka, anchana kohoro kodoshka. Kereko dabra tito, egele kahalaila. Akafrahala kongambra. Enene nonye, enene nonye, enene nonye. Tikalakaha. Swat, pote kope, ala kapito, kombarati. Megolo kopra, makadaganga, ashka de bombre, ili kakai. Litanio. Litanio veranya. Oh, haha. Mikalakara. Shishanya na kohoro kodoshka dhapre. Ikala kavra, makaro kodonye, mikalokov. Ishanaka. Ishanako kabre. Lida, 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 lida. Oh, Father, sibrano. Sibrano mia. Si brana mia combe e vele tusqua andiene con bracche. Kafaka de gohoshe. Kamako papalakai. Anstiano, anstiano, anstiano. Ka ki la dona, ka ki la tita. Kangora petia, ne kora pata, vele combre ketiketa. Oh, Father, 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 Majordiebe. Bastia Tora. Ika la cabra. Aniene cohora cabacchia. Ika la capranche. Ika la cahai. Ipata kupakia, ipata kumbebie, shato, 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 shato. Ya, oh la baratita, oh la baratita frango, nieni qua laila, nisene montuera bati hisenio no cora. Balto breke le ha le cognano, oh la balito lo capita ya. Assote, assote. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. versículo cobre. Galangola. Gehe shatota. Makuro kotope. Ishidi kahalai. Makuro kodonye. Kihraluto. Makuro kobabi. Manguro godabre. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Manguro godoho shakya. Kishkatori, makaroko dahila kopra kafra kiano tonye. Igelego dora kapra, mitoshke de kapai, anakopro koka. Ide kahai, ide kahai, ide kahai. Kauraka de hoshenge. Father. Jerigo Bratwe, Shekatania. Kamera Kodohesheke. Kalakakai, Anderloko Ojetie. Kafraka Doko Hoshenke Nigo Tabra. Shete de Gohoshe. Kapretiti Kamba. Katife Golamito. Aveli dujujua, manguru budabri, kapri tenyu, inya, norogo babi, lalantonye, oh, pasikata. Tishkata prahala kiano, ishehetiando. Ele tahara kandiana. Kovrika de kahalaila. My Jesus, my Jesus. Mu upapakito, makoko babi, nyele kombra. Avala holianto. Kabika, kabika, kabika. Makolo kodoshke. Mangio no kohora katito. Akafrakatiando te dobra askom en kadayanda. Ishato no goho shakya. Kibele halatia. Kamina querio. Kevele hutwa dide kubretia na kotea da kodoshka. Istiano, istiano feca. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Lasciate l'ugore campacchiato. Caracatianto, alle completi caffra, sento l'ugodosche. Lasciate l'ugore capito. Capito caffranie. Capito caffone, gobilla katia, mangoro godoshka. Meco lo cofra. Ale tutu copa. Ale manonia ne cola cai, patu cupe. Isciato cupre, isciato cupre. Isciato cupre. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Job 9:4. Job 9:4. Next statement is underlined. I am the one who have the power. I am the one who have the power. I am the one who have the power, underlined. Next statement. I have spoken. I have spoken and have heard. I have spoken and have heard you. Behold. I have spoken and have heard you. Behold. This statement here is underlined. No one can succeed. No one can succeed against you or me. It's underlined. No one can succeed against you or me.
Brother Max?
On that. Yes.
I was impressed to look up Job 9:4. And here's what it says in the ESV.
Okay.
He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and succeeded?
Wow.
Wow. I was just impressed. Go ahead and look it up.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I believe you. We'll look it up. Yeah, we'll look it up together. Oh, you're talking to everybody. Okay, praise the Lord.
Yeah, I was saying. I was impressed with the Lord. Look that scripture up. So I think he's wanting to emphasize that whoever's raising up something against him right now will not succeed.
Will not succeed.
Mm-mm.
And that goes for Lynn in Texas. That whatever you're dealing with, they will not succeed, Lynn. Praise the Lord. All of us. All of us. No. Okay. Praise the Lord. No one can succeed against you or me. And that was underlined. Okay, Psalm 24:7-8. Psalm 24:7-8. Oh, 24. I was thinking of Psalm 23. See, I'm still in the phasing out here, getting out. Psalm 24:7-8. Isaiah 40:28-31. Isaiah 40:28-31. Next statement. Oh, this is a little long. Praise the Lord. Okay. And it reads like this. I would like you to understand my strength. I would like you to understand my strength and wisdom in everything that I am doing. In everything that I am doing on this earth. On this earth. That I established, ED in the end, that I established in this prayer, in this prayer, in this prayer, you gain more power. In this prayer, you gain more power with my friend and prophet. With my friend and prophet, together, today, in unity, church. Oh, that's the end of it. Okay. I'll read it again. I would like you to understand my strength and wisdom in everything that I am doing on this earth, that I established in this prayer. You gain more power with my friend and prophet together today in Unity Church. Okay, I just saw there's an underlined part of the statement here. So start with gain, the word gain more power, all the way to the end is underlined. Gain more power with my friend and prophet together today in Unity Church. That part is underlined. So he's emphasizing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I believe you got this, Miss Billy.
I would like you to understand my strength and wisdom in everything that I am doing on this earth, that I established in this prayer. You gain more power with my friend and prophet together today in Unity Church.
Correct.
And starting with gain, it's underlined.
Starting with gain to the end is underlined. Okay. Jeremiah 10:2. Psalm 145:3-5. Psalm 145:3-5. Next statement. The victory is found in me. For you, Israel. The victory is found in me for you, Israel. America, through faith in my name, in my name. And the love with strength provided by me, children. So I'll read it again. The victory is found in me. For you, Israel, America, through faith in my name. And the love with strength provided by me, children. And that is the statement. All right. Next scripture, Deuteronomy 20:4. Psalm 108:13. Oh, one more. James 1:12-14. All right. This statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. This is the time of my protection.
This is the time
of my protection, and you are and you are to put that armor you have from me. Under my power, nothing will harm you. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. This is the time of my protection. And you are to put that armor you have from me. Under my power, nothing will harm you. You see, it just got me thinking here. He's telling us that we have the armor. He's telling us that we have the armor. He wants us to put it on. Sorry, just couldn't help it.
Did you say any of this is underlined?
All of it. This is the time. Yeah, all of it. This is the time of my protection, and you are to put that armor you have from me under my power. Nothing will harm you. And it's all underlined. All right. Ephesians 6:13. I'm not sure if that's about the armor of God or not. Ephesians 6:13.
I want to say something right here.
Go ahead.
Ephesians 6:13.
That's
okay.
What
this morning he said to us, this prayer can be helpful and reminder to stand firm in your faith. Remember how much I have given you. I will never stop. Well, one of the things he's given us right here is that armor.
Yeah. That's right. That is right. Praise the Lord.
We have it from him. It's one of the things he's given us.
Yeah, we have the armor.
Yes.
Wow. You want to
use it? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
We forget to use what we've got.
Yeah. Other words.
Anyway, what's after Ephesians 6:13?
Ephesians 6:13. James 1, verses 1 through 5. Oh, that was 1:12 through 14. Okay. James 1, verses 1 through 5.
Okay.
Okay. Next statement. No one will perish, but your enemy, I'll start all over. No one will perish, but your enemy will be crushed. I promise, stand on my promise. That's the statement. No one will perish, but your enemy will be crushed. I promise, stand on my promise. And that is the statement. Next statement is underlined. Okay. Well, it reads like this, and it's underlined. Remember, each one of you have an enemy called the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's the statement, and it's underlined. Remember, each one of you have an enemy called the devil. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Remember, each one of you have an enemy called the devil. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. This is very powerful. Okay. You know, I always in this prayer call, I mean, it's been 4 years now, but it's just like the Spirit of God is speaking to us in a normal way. That's how I always sense it. Just in a normal way, I mean, he is talking to us.
Because he wants us to understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He wants me to understand.
I would
understand,
like you to understand,
sure.
He said.
Yeah.
And he knows we can't get it if he talks in I don't know, Latin or whatever.
Praise the Lord. Next is the scripture after the statement, remember each one of you have an enemy called the devil. Then he gave us 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. Ephesians 6:10. Ephesians 6:10. 1 John. Yeah, 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. All right. Next statement. Okay. Psalm 94 is here, church.
Uh-oh.
That simple. Psalm 94 is here, church.
Plain to see. Plain to see.
Yeah. Psalm 94 is here, church. Next statement. I give you the strength to protect my. Oh, I give you the strength to protect my Jerusalem, the apple of my eye. Stand firm. Okay, I'll read it again. I give you the strength to protect my Jerusalem, the apple of my eye. Stand firm. And that was the statement. I give you the strength to protect my Jerusalem, the apple of my eye. Stand firm. Okay. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4:13. I love this scripture. Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:1. Philippians 4:1. Next statement. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. It's all underlined. The one I'm going to read is underlined. And it reads like this. You should know. Yeah. You should know by now that your hope. Oh, no. That you have. Sorry. You should know by now that you have the victory in me. Stand.
I do know it.
Yes. You should know by now that you have the victory in me. Stand together. Stand together in unity. Continue to pray for what is yet to come. All right, I'll read it again. You should know by now that you have the victory in me. Stand together in unity. Continue to pray for what is yet to come. And it's all underlined from the beginning to the end, from you should all the way to come. All right. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 21:31. Yeah, that's three. Okay. Proverbs 21:31. 1 Corinthians 15:55. 1 Corinthians 15:55. Oh, one more. Romans 8:31-32. Romans 8:31-32. Okay, there's an underlying part here. It's getting exciting. All right, Trump. This statement is underlined. Trump, Benjamin, they are in your hands. Hear what I say. No time for fear. And that is the statement, and it's underlined, all of it. I'll read it again. Trump, Benjamin, they are in your hands, with an S. Hear
what I say. No time for fear.
Mm.
That is the statement. Joshua 10:8. Joshua 10:8. Psalm 3:3. Psalm 3:3. All right. Next statement. Hear and listen to what I say to you today. Hear and listen to what I say to you today. That is the state. Oh, there's another line. I think it's the same. I believe it's the same statement because I don't have the dash. So it goes on like this with underline. So hear and listen to what I say to you today, and then continue on with underline now. Let my spirit engage in this prayer. It builds, yeah, that's build, B-U-I-L-D-S, yeah. It builds your faith. Oh, of course, it builds your faith and strength in me. All right, I'm going to read all of it now. Hear and listen to what I say to you today. This part is underlined. Let my spirit engage in this. Let my spirit engage in this prayer. It builds your faith and strength in me. And that is the statement. Okay. Two more scriptures. Revelation 2:7. Revelation 2:7. Psalm 46:10. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Psalm 46:10. Trust in me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Get this set up here. Job 9:4. And this is the ESV because it uses the word succeeded. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and succeeded? ? Meaning no one. I am the one who has the power. I have spoken and have heard you. Behold, underlined, no one can succeed against you or me. Psalm 24:7-8. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory, this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
Wow.
Here's that battle again.
Yeah.
Isaiah 40:28-31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
That's the change right there for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change.
One of my favorites. I would like you to understand my strength and wisdom in everything that I am doing on this earth that I established in this prayer. You gain more power with my friend and prophet together today in Unity Church. And beginning with gain, it is underlined.
Yes.
Jeremiah 10:2. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed at the signs of the heavens, because the nations are dismayed at them. Now, the King James has heathen, but there's no such word as heathen in the Bible, in the original text. There's three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church, and it's called, what it's talking about here is the nations.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 10:2. I'm going to read it from the New American. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. Psalm 145, 3 through 5. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. Oh, the glorious splendor of your majesty! And on your wondrous works, I will meditate. That's the ESV. Very interesting that he said he wants us to understand what he's doing in the earth. And then this says, and all the translations except the King James say, meditate on what he's established in this earth. The victory is found in me for you, Israel, America, through faith in my name and the love with strength provided by me, children. Deuteronomy 20:4. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you, against your enemies, to give you the victory. There's that word victory. The statement just said, victory is found in me. Psalm 108, 13. With God, we shall do valiantly, for it is he we shall tread down our enemies.
Wow.
Hallelujah. James 1, 12 through 14. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire or lust or passions.
Mm-hmm.
And the next line is underlined. This is the time of my protection, and you are to put that armor you have from me Under my power, nothing will harm you. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The original scripture says, and having overcome all, to stand, to hold your ground.
I'm getting the message Hallelujah. Today. My goodness, I'm getting it. I mean, I'm sure you are too, Miss Rui. He is, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Yes.
James 1:1-5. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because James is writing to the people who were former Jews. And now they have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. So he is, in this scripture, pointing out that this has to do with Israel.
Mm.
Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance or patience. And let patience have its perfect work. Result so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Mm-hmm.
Very definitely tied to Israel.
Yeah.
Next statement. No one will perish, but your enemy will be crushed. I promise. Stand on my promise. Remember, each one of you have an enemy called the devil.
Wow.
2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
Hmm.
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 94 is here, church. I'm not going to read that right now. It's a long psalm, but it has to do with God taking vengeance. It begins
judgment.
With the words El Nekadot, God of vengeance. And he's taking vengeance, and he says that no government that makes evil into law is aligned with him. So I ask you, please, to read Psalm 94.
Yes,
after we hang up. I give you the strength to protect my Jerusalem. The apple of my eye, stand firm. You know what I think? I think he's saying,
what?
I give America the strength to protect my Jerusalem. That's why Donald Trump is strong.
Oh.
That's what I think. That's why America's strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's talking to both of them down the line here. I give you the strength,
yes.
Yeah, to protect my, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. I think this has to do with what may be coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. And that's what we prayed for.
Yes.
I mean, it's in my heart. It's in Quinn's heart. And we've been talking about since he made that statement.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what this prayer is all about. Philippians 4:13. I could be wrong. Everybody could be wrong. You don't want to ever follow someone that says, I never miss it. I'm never wrong. So you get your own, you meditate and see what God says to
right.
your heart.
Right, right.
It's not because Billy said it or Max said it. It's because what God says.
Amen.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. Next is underlined. You should know by now that you have, is it the victory in me?
You should know by now that you have. Well, the. I don't know, the,
okay.
Like with a Y. You could read it, the.
The is the way we say it, but the
yeah.
victory. I had written two. I had written something wrong. You should know by now that you have the victory in me. Stand together in unity. Continue to pray for what is yet to come.
Yeah.
Proverbs 21. That reminds me of our assignment.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Proverbs.
Yes.
That's what we were told to do.
Yeah.
That's what we're told the saints are doing. They're praying about what is yet to come.
Yeah.
Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. In other words, they prepared the war horses for the day of battle, but the only way the victory comes is not according to the war horse. God might empower that war horse, but the victory is of the Lord. First Corinthians 15:55. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Romans 8:31-32. That eighth chapter of Romans is so wonderful. The
whole
chapter.
I just love Romans 8. Yeah.
What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously, freely give us all things? Trump, Benjamin, they are in your hands.
That's it.
Hear what I say. No time for fear. And it's all underlined. Joshua 10:8. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands.
Oh, my Lord.
Not a man of them shall stand before you. Well, that sells it right there.
Oh, my Lord.
That sells it right there.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has given them into Trump and Benjamin's hands. Psalm 3:3. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hear and listen to what I say to you today. Now, underlined, let my spirit engage in this prayer. It builds your faith and strength in me. Revelation 2:7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
Mm-hmm.
In Psalm 46:10, this is the way it all turns out.
Yeah.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. 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 Wow. Hallelujah.
Well,
praise the
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My goodness, my Jesus. I mean, wow. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's for all of us. Even he's talking to the church. He wants us to hear him. He wants
sure.
us to listen. He wants to be engaged. Engage
he
in this prayer.
He wants to let the Spirit engage
yeah.
in our prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let him take up with you. Hallelujah. Today is a birthday of someone really special. And that is Sister Gloria Copeland.
Oh.
Today's her birthday. And I just wonder if wherever you are, you could stretch your hand toward Fort Worth, where she lives, and pray with me. Heavenly Father, please emit from this prayer group faith and love
yes.
and power to Sister Gloria Copeland. Such a faithful servant. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank
and
you.
May the Spirit of God engage in this prayer for Sister Gloria Copeland. In Jesus' name we thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Anything else, Brother Max?
Well, we didn't mention the tour today, but you're still going.
Oh, no, we forgot about that.
Yeah, we're still going. So your tour is going to end on the 30th, and our tour starts on the 30th, 31st very much. And our Jordan tour of
mm-hmm.
March, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody is interested for like partial of the tour, like the first 5 days, we'll do that too. You can go to YLHJordanTour@gmail.com or call Margaret at 763-910-3203. We are going. We are to be there in all this, whatever you want to call it, between Jordan and Israel. We are going to be there, boots on the ground, praying. And we will be.
And
I will
it looks
be,
like those are the very spots today that were mentioned in our prayers.
Yes, exactly. And well, one day we're going to take a partial of the day after we go to Mount Nebo, we're going to go to the baptism site where Jesus himself was baptized, and I'm going to baptize people on the official, original place that the Lord was baptized.
Some of you have been to Israel, and you've been baptized in the Jordan River. It's the same river.
It's the same river.
It's the same river. And but for so long, when Jordan and Israel did not enjoy the friendship they're doing right now, that spot where he was really baptized, which has a Jordan bank and an Israeli bank, you couldn't go there. But now you can.
No, you can.
So, so that's what's going to happen. Brother Max is going to baptize there at the very spot.
Yes, praise the Lord. Looking forward to it. So exciting time. So exciting in Israel. And I mean, don't let the weight hold you down. Again, change. The Lord wanted us to change today, literally change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Miss Willie. Talk about your tour.
Well,
aren't you gonna take offering for MGDOL or for your ministry today?
You know what? I'm going to remind people. I'm here in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and I'm reminded that we're having coming up in July the C4C, Champions for Christ, and the WWPs, Chips Thank Them from the pulpit for sending the kids. And this year in Branson, Sight and Sound is going to put on David. It will be marvelous. It's like a Broadway production, and we want all the kids to go, and I think the price has risen, and it's about $70 for each to go. So if you'd like to sponsor a C4C, a young person going, you can just go online, and you can give it to our ministry, and we'll make sure that C4C gets it. But make sure that you do market for that. So we're going to start receiving the offering now for that, because we'll have about 800 kids go. And you just do the math, that'll be several thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. So we'll just start gathering it up now for those kids to go to see David in July. They're having a pre-showing. They always invite people in Branson to a pre-showing, so I'm going to get to go see it really soon now, and I'm really thrilled about it. So bless the Lord. We invite you all to Branson and to see David and to come later on. And, of course, to go with us to Israel on our Israel tour and to see MGDOL HaRBEL. Thank you so much for the offerings for MGDOL HaRBEL. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I've got some decisions to make about MGDOL HaRBEL, and I'm going to get to those tomorrow. And so I would really like you to be lifting me in prayer about those decisions.
Yes. Well, let's pray for your decisions now.
Well, pray for it now, Brother Max.
Yes. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for clarity, that everything will be clear like the water, that Miss Billy will have the decision, that the decision will come from you. You put it in her thought. You put it in her mind. You put it in her heart. And you will be speaking directly through her in every word, every decision that will be your decision, Lord. It will be your way, Lord. It will be your will. And Dr. Billy Brown and MGDOL HaRBEL and everything that you are. You are accomplishing it, Lord. You are making it happen, Lord. I've been there. Most of us on this call have been there. It is happening. It is happening.
It is.
So the decision is made, and you provided the decision.
Yes,
is made.
Lord, you did.
So
and
we
continue
thank you,
to
Lord.
Provide.
You continue to provide, and we thank you, Lord, for increase right now in your mighty name. بِإِسْمَكَ يَسُوعَ بِإِسْمِ الرَّبِّ عِيسَى الْمَسِيحِ.
That
the increase over MGDOL HaRBEL, over Miss Billy, over all her children and grandchildren and great grandchildren,
Father,
We just pray for a
thank
blessing.
You, Jesus.
And we thank you for your love for the body of Christ. We thank you for your love for over all of us today, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we thank you in
thank
your
you,
mighty
Lord.
Name.
In your mighty name.
Amen and amen and amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We'll see you. Unless Jesus comes first, we'll be with you again next Wednesday. Shalom, shalom.
Yes. Shalom, shalom.